Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of the Gamecocks podcast. My name is Brooks Davis, joined alongside by my co-host, Drew Bonds. Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Jack State, of course, this weekday madness is over. So we had a 10 or 11 day wait by the time they take the field in Ruston Saturday at 3:30. So kind of chomping at the bit over here, waiting for them to play because we've had a little bit of a wait. Feels like a bye week almost. It's been so long. But other than that, doing good. Expect what we think is going to be nothing's an easy win, but an easier win than a lot of teams are going to play. Brooks, how are you doing?
Doing good. The nerves have calmed down a little bit and the excitement a little bit after that huge win against Liberty on the road. And now it's kind of back to business as usual. I think there's going to be kind of the approach to this game as well as next week against FIU. The stakes aren't as high. I think these next two games are both ones that we should take care of business in before we get into the real meat and potatoes of our schedule. And, you know, that just so happens to be the last two games of the year. Now, that's not to say I think that we should overlook them. I think that Louisiana Tech is they're slowly getting better. They're playing close games. They only have three wins, but they're playing close games. They've got a solid defense. They've got a good quarterback in Evan Bullock. I need to look up real quick what the status on him is. But, by no means are these teams, these next two games, ones that we should overlook. And the focus certainly is all on the Bulldogs this week. But I think that we can expect to see a little bit more, maybe not in just an absolute dominant fashion, maybe not a 40-point victory necessarily against Louisiana Tech. But I think this is one we come in, run things like we know how to run them, ground game heavy, throw when we need to. And I think we ought to be able to take care of business and come home next week against FIU. We'll get into a little bit more of the specifics here. Like I said, got a pretty good passing game by Evan Bullock. Their quarterback has 1,186 yards on the year, 9 touchdowns and 1 interception. Like I said, I'll look up here in a second his status, because last week against Sam Houston, they did have to play, Jack Turner. And he came in for a short little spell. Now I don't know, that may have been for, a little bit of a change in the offense, how they were running things. But also Bullock did have the one pick. But that was his first interception of the year. So I doubt they would pull him out, for one interception anyway. So we're going to assume that the starter is going to be Evan Bullock. I think this game's going to come down to how we defend him more than anything. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, like you said, it is a 3-5 football team. They're 2-3 in conference. But you look at the defense. They're a top 25 defense if you just look at points per game. And I know that their strength of schedule is 133rd of 134. So, it's quite literally, I think Liberty is the only team that's below them in strength of schedule. But still a top 25 defense for what that's worth. They are pretty good against the run, even. They are 28th in the country. They're against the run, only giving up a little over 100 yards a game, 112 yards a game. So it'll be interesting to see what Jack State's running attack looks like against a defense that has done well against the run this year. I know they just held Sam Houston to 9 points, and that's a team that you would imagine is capable of running the ball pretty well. And so it should be a good challenge. I do think Jack State's running game is a lot different than everybody else in the conference. This is not one of the better running teams in the conference. Jack State is one of the better running teams in the country, certainly in the top 5, if not, right behind Army and Navy in their prolific rushing attack. So it'll be a good challenge for the offensive line. This will be the best run defense they've played all year. That's for sure. You talked about Evan Bullock, who has good numbers on the year. He's completing over 6% of his passes, 9 touchdowns, only 1 interception. He's over 1,000 yards. So it's a team that that can throw it there with Evan Bullock. And you kind of look down at some of the rushers. This team's not going to run the ball a ton, or if they do, it's not going to be a very prolific rushing attack. Their leading ball carrier is Omri Wiggins, who has 214 yards on the year, and he's only averaging about 3.7 per carry. Also, Evan Bullock, very good to the air, but he is not good on the ground. He's negative 83 yards on the year, which I know that takes into account sack yardage for him. But either way, negative yards is negative yards there. He's not running the ball from the quarterback position very much. So should be what we expected to see, you know, from Middle Tennessee State. Heavy passing attack, not much running, but we saw Middle Tennessee State try to run the ball against Jack State and that keep it close in the first half. So we'll see if Louisiana Tech tries some of the same, where they really are going to throw it, you know, 35, 40 times against the secondary there. We don't talk a lot about last year, at least on this show, because in this day and age of college football, it just quite honestly doesn't mean anything. But I do want to share with you guys. And again, I know we just talked about the Louisiana Tech run defense being a top 25 unit. 100 yards against them last year. 522 was a number. They scored 7 touchdowns on the ground in that game. Of course, that was a home game. So it seems like this defense has made great strides in the rushing attack. I mean, Jack State carried the ball 60 times for 522 yards. That's 8.7 a pop. So I don't think we'll see a number that starts with a 5 again, but even with a top 25 run defense, Louisiana Tech, looking at their schedule and their quality of competition, I would still expect Jack State to be over 300 on the ground, just like they have been the last 3 or 4 weeks. And hopefully they'll dominate and roll to another win.
Yeah, I like you. I don't expect them to, you know, put up over 500 again. But the way we've been running the ball, Trey Stewart having, you know, 100 yard games left or right this year, it would not surprise me necessarily if we get close. This is a different defense now this year with a new defensive coordinator. They're attacking the ball. They're getting to the ball carriers a lot quicker up the snap. But I think, don't get me wrong, I think Trey Stewart's going to have a phenomenal day. I think Tyler Huff is too. But it wouldn't surprise me if we get close. We'll see. I do think, though, this is, you know, kind of, we're going to have a very similar approach to how we did against Middle Tennessee. They're going to be pass heavy. They, you know, not much of a running game to follow. Not a ton to, you know, kind of go off of this game, or a ton about this Louisiana Tech team that really stresses me out. If they really have improved in the rush defense like they seem to have been, then, you know, I fully trust Tyler Huff to be able to make the throws that he needs to. The kid's a very mobile quarterback. He's you know, gives his receivers time to get open, and we've got a decent little receiving core with Michael Petway, Sean Brown, Flip Rudolph, you name it. But I like this to be a game we come in, take care of business, and move on to the next one. And this is a team that has been in close games. So like I said before, don't overlook it. They've been only lost to NC State 30-20. The games these losses are, you know, 23-20 against Tulsa, 17-10 against FIU, 33-30 against New Mexico State, and 9-3 against Sam Houston. So they know all about tough battles, and I think they're going to give us everything that they got. The chances of spoiling our hopes at a conference championship, and it is going to be on the road for what it's worth. I don't know. I don't know that fine people of Ruston, Louisiana, are going to make just a super raucous environment. But nonetheless, it's a road game in Division I college football. It's, you know, it's going to be tough no matter what. But I think we can come in and this be a business as usual type game.
Yeah, I think somewhere the 42-20 ballpark is certainly where the expectation should be. 35-17, yeah, somewhere in there. We'd love to see the defense look better against the pass, and they did for the second half of that game against Middle Tennessee State. Really, they did for the last three quarters, I should say. You have the long touchdown pass in the first quarter. I know that's kind of who we're comparing this Louisiana Tech team to, is Middle Tennessee, because they're very similar, at least offensively. But with the
good run defense last week too.
Yeah, and the pass rush did look much better last week. The Louisiana Tech with a much improved run defense from what Jack State has seen is a test that I'm more than happy to see, because I think that Jack State's going to dominate the other parts of the game, and they can and probably should dominate the up front, the front seven on offense also, like they have done all year. It'll just be at least on paper the toughest test so far for the offensive line, and we're just going to say Trey Stewart at this point, because he's going to get 90%, 95% of the carries out of the backfield, at least from the running back position. And I'll watch the Tyler Huff throw it better. I know last week he didn't have a ton of opportunity to throw the ball. And I shouldn't say throw it better. I mean, he throws it perfectly fine for this offense to make the ball, to get the offense moving. But just when's the last time he threw a touchdown pass? It was, you know, and then he threw one against Middle Tennessee to Michael Pettway and that kind of thing. But nothing last week against Liberty, which is fine. But I'd like to see some explosive plays in the passing attack just to give the illusion this offense is a little more balanced, because that Western Kentucky and Sam Houston defense, you know, if they're going to pin their ears back and just stop the run, Tyler Huff's arm is going to decide those two games. This is a good test for that, I think, regardless of how strong Louisiana Tech is in reality. Would like to see, you know, we threw it 10 times last week against Liberty, which is all they needed to throw it. But against Western and Sam Houston, they may have to throw the ball 15, 20, 25 times if those two defenses are going to pin the ears back and come after the run. So maybe this week we'll see more passing in the game plan. But that'll be we'll wait and see for all of that. Brooks, I know there's some news on Ron Wiggins, if you want to share that with everybody, and then we'll move on to the rest of the conference schedule.
Yeah, some good news about Ron Wiggins. Thomas Ashworth reported in Rich Rod's Monday press conference, Monday press conference, that there is a chance that Ron Wiggins could return for the last couple games on Jack State's schedule. He says that Ron is out of the boot on the treadmill, hasn't done any individual work or any kind of that stuff yet. Hopefully we can get him doing that next week. So great news for the senior running back he is. Senior running back from Jacksonville. He went down before the season started with a knee injury, and was not expected to play at all this season. And it's good to see that he's made such a significant quick and speedy recovery. Hopefully we can get him back by Sam Houston. I don't know the exact set. If he's out of the boot and he's on the treadmill, then he's probably, you know, just kind of easing back into it. It'll probably, from what it sounds like, if he does go next week, it'll probably be non-contact work. So it'll probably, like I said, hopefully, you know, by the time Sam Houston maybe against Western Kentucky, he can go full contact and hopefully get some touches in that game, because we're gonna need everything that we can. And that, and that's something too. I wanted to say, you know, for these next two games, I wouldn't mind. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying take the ball out of Trey Stewart's hands, but I would like to. I'd like to see the ball dispersed a little bit more instead of, you know, we always worry about, you know, Tyler Huff on one of his runs going down with a knee injury, you know, whatever it may be, just because he doesn't like to slide. But with Trey Stewart, you know, he was the only running back that had carries against Liberty. And you know, as phenomenal a performance as he had, you know, I don't think that's going to necessarily be the case every week. I would like to see Andrew Paul get a few more carries, Mike Franklin, and War. I know he's still banged up. You know, especially in, you know, even if we can get Ron back in the mix here the last game or two of the season. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I don't want. Maybe that's just me being too conservative, but I don't want to, you know, overdo it with Trey Stewart and, you know, him get his knee blown out. You know, we have a wear and tear situation like in CFB 25.
No, I concur completely, and it's not even from a you know, workload standpoint, because again, Trey Stewart's a senior, and I'm sure he wants every carry he can get, because at this point, Trey Stewart is making a case to go to the NFL, and that's just the fact of the matter. That he has come out of nowhere and should be getting love at the next level, at least a little bit. Like you said, it's in the event that he does go down, you need someone in that's had some snaps recently. And I know, like you said, Anwar's been banged up, but Andrew Paul, the last two games he's gotten carries in, has looked really, really good against Middle Tennessee State and New Mexico State. So I would like to see him sprinkle in a little bit if Anwar's healthy enough to go and play some snaps, give him 6, 7, 8 carries, get, like we said, Andrew Paul 6, 7, 8 carries, and that way at least those two guys have some meaningful snaps in the event that you know one of those guys has to jump up and be the starter, because I would love nothing more than to see Trey Stewart finish the season, you know, carrying the ball 30 times a game for over 150 yards. But this is a full contact sport, and this, you know, injuries like that happen all the time. You said Mike Franklin. I think, you know, no reason not to give him a couple of carries. He looked good against the Kennesaw game. Now, I know that was against their second or third string defense, which is probably equivalent to a good high school defense for Kennesaw at this point. Even then, I thought Mike Franklin looked good in that game. So there is depth back there. We talked about at the end of the year that this was it's really weird to look back at some of this stuff now. We said that the running back position had the most depth of any of the units on the team, and they are running the ball with one guy, because that one guy is that much better than the rest of the team right now. But I think they can win with Andrew Paul, Anwar, Mike Franklin, if Ron is able to come back for Sam Houston or Western. I think they can win with those guys also, but I would feel better if they were given some carries in the meantime. Same kind of thought process with maybe throw the ball more than 10 times a game. I know it sounds like we're griping and complaining now about a team that has won 5 in a row and looks like they're going to, you know, blow everybody else out of the water besides, you know, maybe Sam Houston and Western. But, you know, prepare for rain or something like that. give some guys some touches and keep them fresh, that kind of thing. But beyond that, we'll break down the conference schedule for the week. Going forward, Sam Houston is off this week, so no Bearcat football. Let's see. Kennesaw takes on UTEP, and that should be a game Kennesaw can get another conference win in. I know they're going to be on the road down there in El Paso, but they are 3.5-point underdogs. So we'll see if our neighbors to the east have a shot in there in Texas. Liberty travels to Murfreesboro and takes on Middle Tennessee State. Liberty is somehow, and I'm going to – this is I'm going to be a soapbox for a minute, so everybody just bear with me. Liberty is an 11.5-point favorite on the road against Middle Tennessee State. That number might be okay. That's fine and dandy. Jack State is a 10.5-point favorite on the road against Louisiana Tech. it just doesn't make any sense. Again, we don't live in a state where you are allowed to gamble, and we're not condoning saying that, that you should go do it. But, man, if you're in a place where you can throw 10 down on that, I promise you they're going to cover that. Now, you can come after me later when they don't. But it's just strange to me that where ESPN, the spread, where it's coming from. And then the last game of the week, Western Kentucky travels to Las Cruces to take on Mexico State. They're an 18-point favorite, which checks out there. They're obviously 6-2, 4-0 in conference. Shouldn't be a trouble, or shouldn't be any trouble there for the Hilltoppers in Las Cruces. But those are your four conference games. All of them are Saturday games. So again, no midweek, no Friday night games. All of those are Saturday. And we already said Jack State is a 3:30 start, and that game is on the CBS Sports Network. I'm just pray for announcers that know what a football is, because man, some of those midweek CBS Sports Network games, those guys are rough from time to time. I did think Luke Kuechly was good last week for what it's worth. But Brooks, what are your thoughts on the conference schedule for the week?
Yeah, like you said, you know, we don't in Alabama, sports betting is not legal, and we're not, you know, condoning it, promoting it, whatever. But it is you do look at these spreads and these point totals, and you kind of gauge, you know, what to expect from the game based on these lines. And, you know, like you said, it's just weird. It's just kind of weird how some of these Conference USA games, how some of these Conference USA games are handicapped. And the people in Vegas, they know what they're doing. Trust me. For example, last week, Georgia was a 14.5-point favorite and then won by 14. They know what they're doing. But just like the last few Jack State lines, we haven't been that big of favorites, and we've just been blowing people out of the water. Now, I know Conference USA football isn't, you know, just the premier conference in football in college athletics, but I mean, again, these guys are, you know, watching most of these games, they're paying attention, and they're very good at their job. That's why they have them. But just some of these are, you know, we're 10.5-point favorites against Louisiana Tech. We've been, I think, against New Mexico State, we were either New Mexico State or Middle Tennessee. We were like 20 and ended up beating them by about, you know, much more than that. We've covered heavily in just about every win that we've gotten this year. I forgot what we were against Liberty last week.
We were 3-point underdogs, I believe, or 2-point underdogs against Liberty.
3-point underdogs, and we won by
10.
Won by 10. Sorry, got my days all mixed up. But anyways, it's just it is a little odd. But nonetheless, Liberty, it'll be interesting to see what they do on the road in Murfreesboro. Have they completely laid down for the season, or are they going to – they're not out, really. They're not out of a conference title hunt by any means. Now they're going to need some help. They're going to need us to lose against Sam Houston and Western Kentucky, and then probably, you know, need some other help from need someone else to beat Sam Houston as well. But nonetheless, this will be an interesting, like I said, this will be interesting to see how they respond. I think they'll come in, should take care of business against Middle Tennessee. I know they had the road loss against Kennesaw, but if Caden Salter can get his act together, and I think they'll be more than fine. Kennesaw and UTEP, both of these teams are that they've played fairly close games in the last 2 weeks. Of course, Kennesaw beat Liberty, but UTEP, their last two contests, lost at Louisiana Tech 14-10, and lost against Middle Tennessee 20-13. So they're playing close games against other teams in the conference of their caliber. And even got a win over what I consider a decent, a sneaky good FIU team. So I think this will actually end up being a close game. There's certainly going to be a lot of fight for two teams that are that have two wins between them. The spread is UTEP on UTEP -3.5, and I would imagine that's just because it's in the Sun Bowl, and you had to pick somebody. But
yeah,
and then the last one, Western Kentucky, New Mexico State. I fully expect Caden Veltkamp to continue rolling. He's already up to 1,700 yards and 17 touchdowns. Just phenomenal stuff that we're seeing out of a kid that wasn't even really supposed to be the starter. Supposed to be TJ Finley, and now just coming in and dominate Mexico State. We took care of business handily against them a few weeks ago, and Western will do the same. I don't see Western really having another struggle until I think they'll take care of business against Liberty. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I think they'll have business against Liberty. And you said earlier, you know, will Liberty get their act together or just lay down? And right now they've given me no reason to think they're not going to just lay down. They did play better against Jack State than I think they have all year. But I think this is just a team that they are. I thought at least defensively Liberty played okay. I know, you know, they hit the long touchdown run in the first quarter, and by the time the fourth quarter, the third, you know, late third quarter rolled around, Jack State just wore them down where they had nothing left. And I never did – we'll talk about it in a minute, but I never did see a – we kind of skipped over it on the Liberty review, but I never did see the personal foul called on Caden Salters. I never did see what he did. It was really strange after that pick to Jameer Latimer. I didn't see what it was called for. No one on Twitter had anything about it, but I thought that was kind of strange. It was, you know, immediately after. I don't know if he said something to the referee or to a Jack State player or to his own player, because he seemed frustrated with a few wide receivers for the, you know, different times throughout the game. So the leadership on the Liberty sideline right now seems to be non-existent. Now, I'm not saying Jamie Chadwell's not doing his job, because he's a good football coach. There's no way around it, but Liberty seems to have leadership problems. And it's hard to win football games against, you know, the same level of competition without good leadership. So, you know, maybe Liberty does get their act together and they can take down Western Kentucky. I think they have the talent to win. I think they have the talent to beat Western Kentucky, you know, whether it's in Lynchburg or in Bowling Green or wherever. It's just I don't see this team getting their act together coming off of two, you know, one crushing loss to Kennesaw State and one close loss at home to Jack State. I just think that team is moving in the wrong direction right now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is very much a defeated team. After getting that second conference loss against us, I'm like you, I didn't quite see what happened with that, with a personal foul on Caden Salter. It looked like, because he was one of the ones that forced out Jermaine Latimer. But it didn't look to me the quick little clip that I saw. He was saying something to Latimer or anybody else from Jack State. It looked to me like he was showing one of his offensive linemen or receiver. Maybe the ref, you know, thought he was talking to Latimer or somebody. I don't know. It was weird. Nonetheless, I think right now this is a very defeated football team. You could kind of tell at the end of the game, they just, you know, look like they laid down. But it'll be, like I said, I expect him to come in and take care of business. But going forward, you know, they're not, like I said, they're not out of the conference championship race. Technically speaking, they need a lot to happen and a lot that could happen, really. But we'll see. We'll see how they respond. And I think, you know, a lot of it's going to depend on their attitude and their approach. So, other than that, that'll be our That's our conference preview, and that's our Louisiana Tech preview. Like I said, I fully expect this to be another back to business as usual. Stakes are a lot lower in this game. You know, we know what we have to do, went out to make a conference championship. went out to make a conference championship, but there's not a lot about this Louisiana Tech team that scares me. They've got a stout defense, but I think Rich Rod can call up enough to get a little more creative with the offense this week if we need to throw them off. Come in, get the win, and move on to FIU. Drew, you got any last thoughts?
No, I agree. I don't think this is a team that should get them any trouble. On paper, this run defense is very good, but if you look at their level of competition, this will be their first real test. And I know they played very good against Sam Houston. That was on the road for them also. So that was a big check mark in the good column for Louisiana Tech, especially from a rushing attack that we've seen Sam Houston run the ball very good this year at times. So we'll see how real the rushing attack really is really is for Louisiana Tech. This will be a huge test for them. Beyond that, I think Jack State should not have a problem with this game by 28 points. I think that's where your expectation should be. And we'll see what unfolds Saturday at 3:30. Real quick, thank you to everyone who has interacted with our free ticket, free hat posts, whatever we're going to call that thing. We've had really good support on it. And like we said, here in a few days, we'll have a winner for those two tickets and the hat. But beyond that, Brooks, we'll outro us here, and we'll hope for a big time Jack State win on Saturday.
Yep, I fully expect to be business as usual. Pound the ball, throw if we have to. As long as we can limit them throughout the air, I think we'll be fine. I think this might be a pretty good little test for our pass defense, but I don't think it's anything that's really gonna. It's really going to stress the defense out. Thanks to everybody for the continued support through these first 24 episodes. If you're listening to this and you haven't liked and retweeted our giveaway tweet, it is on our profile. We are going to announce the winner maybe Sunday. Anyway, our Louisiana Tech Reaction podcast. And we will announce the winner, make a post about it, and get in contact with the winner with details. Thank you. But thank you to everybody who did enter, who still is everybody who's going to enter. And I'm excited to give the hat and the tickets away. But we will announce that. We'll announce that in our next episode, hopefully after a Gamecock victory. So we'll see you all then.